You're listening to the PMO Strategies Podcast, where PMO leaders become impact drivers. This is episode 183. Well, hey there, Impact Driver. Welcome to the PMO Strategies Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Bernard. And in this week's episode, we are going to dive a little deeper than you may have already on reflecting on your year. What worked well, what didn't go so well, and all of the inputs you need and maybe the lessons you needed to learn so that you can have a high impact new year. This week is all about doing that reflection process and will feed into next week where we look at the new year and what we need to make sure we accomplish to have a big impact and achieve all of our goals. This week is all about lessons learned and looking back, and next week will be all about looking forward and planning your high impact new year. Before we dive in, while this is going to be about your professional development and the things you want to accomplish for your organization, you really want to make sure you're at our health assessment workshop in January. In that workshop, we are going to dive deep into your strategy delivery, PMO, project management function, and determine exactly where you are now so that we can put a plan in place for making a big impact in your organization in the new year. So make sure you go to pmostrategies.com/workshop. That's pmostrategies.com/workshop and sign up for our free annual health assessment workshop to help you determine where you are today, even if you're just getting started, and how to set your organization up for big success, whether you're building a PMO, delivering strategy, or running any kind of business function that serves others. This is your opportunity to evaluate where you are today and what big things you're going to need to accomplish to get and keep that seat at the table and help your organization deliver on strategy with the highest possible return on investment as quickly as possible. Just go to pmostrategies.com/workshop, register for free today, and you will get some resources in January to support you in preparing for this health assessment workshop. I'll see you there. Now, last week, we spent some time looking at your most important investment, you. So if you have not listened to that episode, definitely go back and do so, because I talked you through a few ways that you can invest in yourself so that you have the energy you need to make a big impact in the new year. And now it's time to switch gears. Instead of focusing on you personally, let's look at your team, your organization, your function, and what you were able to accomplish over the last year so we can feed that into our plans for the new year and what we need to accomplish in the new year. It's always important to take some time to reflect and look back so that you can set the best plans for going forward. And if you're planning to attend our free health assessment workshop in January, this is going to be a great kickstart to that. So get your notepad ready and let's take some notes on what we've accomplished this year, what we haven't, with an intentional focus on preparing for an even higher impact year next year. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't really need to do this, or why would I waste the time? I just want you to pause for a minute and consider how many times you told your stakeholders doing a lessons learned was important. Yeah, you know I'm talking to you. If you're an impact driver, you have definitely told someone along the way it is important to do the lessons learned. And what I want to prevent is going through the process of doing the lessons learned, throwing it on the virtual shelf, and never looking at it again. Because, and you know if you're guilty of this or not, that's what happens when most people do any reflection. They put it away somewhere, don't reference it, and set themselves up for making the same mistakes over and over again. And not only that, but preventing themselves from using the positive lessons learned to reinforce the good habits and the good behaviors we want to instill for the future. And you're an impact driver and you're moving quickly, and I'm still not going to let you put that lessons learned on the shelf, because this three-part series, investing in yourself and your own health and well-being, reflecting on your year, and preparing for the new year, is all about making the right investments to set yourself up for being an even bigger impact driver in the new year. It's all about the right investments and using those investments properly to do big things in this world. And by investing just a little bit of time in this reflection process and evaluation of how the year went and what you can learn from that, you will be setting the stage for doing really big things next year. So this is important. Take the time to do it. You don't have to invest hours and hours. Just take a little bit of time with a notepad and ask yourself some questions that I'll guide you through so that you can think about where you've been and what you can learn from that to set you up for success going forward. Now, if you are listening to this episode while you're driving or exercising or cooking or otherwise multitasking, you may want to pause it and book a time on your calendar to sit down and do this exercise. Pick a time and a place where you can really spend, even if it's just 15 or 20 minutes, asking yourself some questions so that you can get that right information to feed into next week's episode where we evaluate how we set yourself up for a high impact new year. So pick a time and a place, block the time on your calendar, and treat it like you would a medical appointment or an appointment with your child's school or anything else that you invest deeply in and make a priority. So pick that time and a place and stick to it. And that's when you're ready to listen to the rest of this episode. I mean, do you have 15 minutes right now? Then let's just do it right now so that you make sure you have what you need for next week when we prepare ourselves to get the most out of the new year. So you've picked that time and place. You need to decide if after you've done this exercise, you want to brainstorm and reflect with anyone on your team. Now, we're going to do a much deeper health assessment and SWOT analysis as we prepare for the PMO health assessment workshop in January. So you don't need to do all of that now. You just need to think about if there's anyone else that can help you think through your own reflections of the year and what you were able to accomplish and what you might want to accomplish next year in this process. You may have someone you want to include or someone that you just want to review and reflect with after you've done this exercise for the next 15 minutes or so. I'm going to guide you through some questions that you can ask yourself so you can take some notes on that. And then once you've done this, you may find it useful to do this exercise on a regular basis. In our Impact Accelerator Mastermind program, which is a mastermind and coaching group of your peers that are all building and running PMOs or strategy delivery functions inside broader organizations, or even your peers doing consulting work in the industry, I recommend that they go through a quarterly reflection process and do a health assessment of their organization and themselves every quarter. Now, in January, we do our health assessment workshop that they all are invited to attend. But then throughout the year, we do quarterly reflection points so that they can be thinking about what they want to accomplish for the new year. And some of that reflection is personal and professional because this coaching group is all about helping them with their own careers, as well as how to accomplish their big goals for their organization. If you are one of our coaching students, then you'll have something in your inbox in the coaching platform in December to help you do that reflection. And if you are not, there are a lot of reasons that right now is the best time for you to join. So make sure you do if you've been thinking about it. You can just go to pmostrategies.com/coaching. That's pmostrategies.com/coaching to learn more about our coaching program and how it's supporting people all over the world make a bigger impact with their own careers and build, run, rescue, and up-level their strategy delivery organization, whether it's a PMO or other strategy delivery function. Just go to pmostrategies.com/coaching, check it out, and I'd love to have you join us. And if you're on the fence about doing so, trust me on this, you want to do it right now because there are some changes coming up that you'll want to be in before they happen. Now, here's the questions that you should jot down and ask yourself so that you can reflect on what you learned from this year so that you can prepare for the new year. Now, remember, come to the health assessment workshop for free in January to do this kind of reflection on your organization. But for now, we're focused on you so that we can set you up in this 3-part investment in you series so that you are ready to hit the ground running in the new year. Question 1, what is the most important lesson that you learned this year? You probably have tons if you're like me. One of them was not spending enough time investing in myself that we talked about in last week's episode. And I had a pretty scratchy voice because I had overdone it and not gotten enough rest for my body to heal and recover from all the business travel. So for me, one of my biggest lessons learned is that I must take care of myself and rest. What is your most important lesson learned for the year? Pause this episode for just a moment and give yourself a minute or two to think about that. There are probably tons, and you don't have to stick to just one. Just make yourself a list of whatever comes to mind. Allow yourself to just look back on the year and think about what you accomplished and what the most important lesson was that you learned. So go ahead and pause right now, and I will wait until you're ready with a few, or maybe just one, most important lesson learned from the year. Okay, are you back? Did you do it? What do you mean you didn't do it? Go do it. Go do that most important, at least one, lesson learned. Pause, write it down, and then come back to me. Okay, cool. You ready to go? All right. So after we figure out the most important lesson learned for the year, I think it's important for you to reflect for a few minutes on a huge win. So what was the biggest win that you had professionally this year? Was it a new job, a promotion, getting that seat at the table, and now you're thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to keep it? What really went well for you professionally this year? And what did that feel like? So take a moment to ask and answer the question, what was the biggest win you had in this year? And what did that feel like? Now, writing down what that feels like is really important. So if you haven't done that part, do that part too, because it's really important that we internalize that good feeling and allow ourselves to re-feel that feeling of what the big win was. Because when we do that, we can really allow ourselves to enjoy the moment and motivate ourselves subconsciously to repeat the behaviors that led to that outcome. Okay, now's the time to pause. Go think about what that big win was for you this year. Write it down and write at least one sentence about how it felt when you had that big win. Don't worry, I'll be here. I'll be waiting. Okay, you back? Now that we've reflected on the biggest win for the year and how that really felt, I want you to also think about what was the biggest challenge or challenges you found yourself dealing with this year and how that felt. And it's important to internalize that feeling as well, even if you don't want to think about it, because understanding what didn't work and how it made you feel is just as important as understanding what did and how it made you feel. Now, this challenge that you had to overcome could have been something of your own doing or own making, or it could have been something done to you. You might have had an unexpected job change or responsibility change. You might have had a huge project dumped on you that prevented you from focusing on building the project management services and capabilities you were trying to build. It could have been all kinds of things professionally. You could have had a big setback with a business leader. What was that really big challenge? And you know the one where you're like, ugh, gut punch. That was tough. Think about that challenge and write down how it felt. Don't worry, we'll do a little bit of exploration to this challenge after you reflect on it and write it down. So just for now, write down what that big challenge was or big challenge is, how they made you feel, and then come back to me and we'll look at the next step in that process. Okay, you back? Now that we did that and we identified that biggest challenge or biggest challenges and how they made you feel, take a moment to answer this question. What did you learn or realize about yourself by going through this big challenge? What did you learn about yourself? And what did you learn about others? Maybe you found that you had support in places you didn't realize. Maybe you found that you didn't have support where you thought you did. Maybe you found that you survived it and that you're a fighter and that you can survive big challenges and that you can show up and do big things despite the challenges put in front of you. So take a moment to reflect on that and write down how you handled those big challenges and what you learned about yourself. Did you learn you need support in some areas? Did you learn something really cool about yourself? Pause this episode and write down some notes on what you learned by going through that big challenge, both about yourself and about others. Okay, now that you've done that, I want you to take a moment to reflect on what you are most proud of in how you handled or overcame this challenge. I mean, you're still here. You survived it. You're still alive. You're still listening to this episode. And at the time, it may have felt like all of that was up for debate. But you're here. You're with me. You're listening to this episode and you're doing this self-reflection. So you overcame it. You survived it. You handled it one way or another. And now it's time to look at what you are most proud of because you did so, because you overcame this challenge, survived the challenge, got on the other side of it. Or maybe you're in the middle of going through it right now. And maybe what you should be asking yourself is, how do I want to feel about myself when I get on the other side of the challenge I'm in the middle of right now? How do you want to show up? And how do you want to reflect back on it next year? So write down either how you overcame that challenge or think about yourself in the future, reflecting back on how you handled the challenge you're in right now. And what would you like to be able to say about yourself? What would you like to be most proud of? Hit pause, write that down, and then come back to me. Now, the last question I'm going to ask you is a simple one. Next week, we're going to dive deep into several questions about your future and what you want out of the new year. But for now, I just want you to answer one question. What do I want the new year to look like for me? That might mean, what do you want to see change? What do you want to make sure does not change? What might you need to start, stop, or continue to have the kind of year you want to have next year? So write that down. What do I want to see change, or what do I want to make sure does not change in the new year to have as much impact as possible and elevate my career to exactly the right place in the new year? Some people like to use, what do I want to start? What do I want to stop? What do I want to continue to support them in doing that? So that's one way you can answer the question. Now make sure you put all of the answers to these questions in the worksheet that I gave you that goes with this episode, and keep that handy when you come back for next week and I give you a new worksheet to help you plan your professional goals to have the biggest impact possible in the new year. If you haven't grabbed that worksheet yet, just go to pmostrategies.com/183. That's pmostrategies.com/183 to download the worksheet that goes with this episode. And then in episode 184, we'll start looking toward the new year and what you want to accomplish in the new year. Now, if you already know that you want support on your journey into the new year and would like to join our coaching and mastermind group of your peers making a big impact in their organizations, you can just go to pmostrategies.com/coaching and learn more about that program. Now is the time to join. There's some really cool things happening, and I can't give away all the secrets yet, but just so you know, if you're trying to make a decision, you may want to do it before the new year. And that's all I'm going to give away. Just go to pmostrategies.com/coaching to learn more. If you'd like some help accelerating your impact professionally and having the best year yet in your career. Okay, so now we've taken some time to reflect on the year. Look at what we've accomplished, look at what we maybe didn't accomplish. And next week, we're going to spend some time answering more questions, but really focused on your plan of action for your career professionally. Okay, so the questions that we asked in this episode were, what is the most important lesson you learned this year? What is the biggest win you had, and how did that win make you feel? What is the biggest challenge you had this year, and how did you feel going through that challenge, or how do you feel if you are still going through that challenge? What did you learn or realize by going through this challenge? What did you learn about yourself, and what did you learn about others? What are you most proud of in how you handled or overcame that challenge? And if you're still going through the challenge, you can ask yourself, when you are on the other side of this challenge, what would you like to be able to say about yourself, about how proud you are of how you overcame the challenge? And then finally, what would you like to see change in the new year for your career, for you professionally, in what you accomplish? And you can ask that question either by saying generally, what would you like to see change? Or you can say, what might I need to start doing? What might I need to stop doing? Or what might I need to continue to have my best year yet professionally? Go ahead and answer those questions if you have not already in our worksheet at pmostrategies.com/183. And then join me next week as we explore how we're going to take what we've just reflected on and feed that into our best year yet. Before you go, if you have not registered for our free health assessment workshop in January, you definitely want to do so. Go to pmostrategies.com/workshop. While we're doing a three-part series on taking care of yourself and investing in yourself so that you can have the best professional year yet in the new year, you also need to take a look at your organization, your PMO, your strategy delivery function, and set that up for success as well. So we're going to do a little bit of work to prepare you for conducting a health assessment of your team, your organization, and ensure that we set your whole organization up for success in the new year. So make sure to register for free now at pmostrategies.com/workshop, and I'll see you at the workshop in January. And don't forget, as you are in what might be a hectic time of year for you, either because of things going on at work or in your personal life, make sure that you take time to invest in yourself by hitting subscribe on the podcast player of your choice and ensuring that these episodes are downloaded to your device so that we can go together on this high impact journey you are on. I've got your back every step of the way. Looking forward to next week as we hit the ground running in the new year and plan your highest impact professional year yet. Have a wonderful end of the year, and I can't wait to wish you a happy new year next week. Bye-bye for now.